The Mishnah in Masechta Chulin Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis teaches us different diseases that could affect a bird and the question if they're kosher. And the Mishnah says, Oh, chuzus adam, an animal or bird that got a blood clot from mishenes or inhaled smoke or mitzunenes, it got a cold, v'shaachla hodorfani, which is a type of a poison, v'shaachla tzoyus ta'agarilim, or ate the poison, they ate the waste of a chicken, or shesosamayim haram, or drank water was left open, where there's always concern that perhaps a snake drank from that water and injected its venom, ksheira. The animal is kosher. However, continues the Mishnah, achlo sama mavis, if the animal ate poison, oishi kisha nachash, or the animal was bitten by a snake, mataris mishum trefa, it may be eaten, it's not considered a trefa. However, it's a sur mishum sakonis nefashis, it's still not permissible to eat this, because there's sakonis nefashis involved in eating such an animal. So, many mefarshim try to identify what is a nafka mina if it's us because of its trefa, or it's us because it's sakonis nefashis. No matter what, it would be prohibited to eat from this animal for either of those two reasons. So the Tveris Yisrael here brings one nafka mina, a number of nafka minas. One nafka mina is, he attempts to say, is that maybe if a number of people ate from this animal's or bird's meat, and they're fine. So if the concern is sakana, there's obviously no sakana here, because all these people ate from this meat and are perfectly fine. If the concern, however, is isser, the fact that somebody else ate isser obviously does not permit me to eat isser. But he says that that can't be the nafka mina. He quotes a Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah that Flamin Amin Aleph that says, if something is usur because of sakana, just because other people ate from it and are fine does not make it permissible. So, there's a nafka mina regarding posel edus. The halacha is that if somebody doesn't isur, he becomes disqualified to say edus. However, if somebody eats a food which is asur mishum sakana, he doesn't become posel edus. So that would be one nafka mina. Another nafka mina the Tveris Yisrael suggests is regarding sex seika. As we know, in all areas of halacha, when it comes to a sex seika, we're typically lenient. But we don't say sex seika to be lenient regarding sakana. Another nafka mina, which is actually a shaila, is everybody agrees that when it comes by isser, certainly under many circumstances, we apply the concept of bittel b'shishim. The Taz in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Tez Zayin Sivkot and Beis says that we don't say bittel b'shishim when it comes to shishim. Another nafka mina is regarding blia. We know by isser, not only is it obviously prohibited to eat something which is asur, but if isser gets nivla, gets absorbed into the pot in which it was cooked, then that pot becomes asur. By sakana, there are many paiskim, there are lenient regarding blia of sakana. Along the same line, by isser, the halacha is that if two pieces of isser were salted together, so the Gemara we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem Masechet Chulin teaches us meliach kemevushal. If these two pieces of isser were salted together, it's considered like they were cooked together, and therefore, if one is asser, the other one will be asser. By by Sakana, there are many Paiskim to take a more lenient approach. Another nafkamina will be, can you serve it to a guy? A guy is allowed to eat Isser. It's not also to him. But you're not allowed to serve someone something which is also because of Sakana. Another nafkamina that the Sefer Cheshukei Chemet quotes, Rav Zilberstein Shlita quotes from his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, regarding Mekach Tos. The halacha is that if somebody buys an animal, buys a piece of meat, and it discovers that it was treif, even though he had already eaten the meat, even though he ate the meat b'shogig, the halacha is he could ask for a refund for his money because it's a mekach tos. However, if somebody purchases food which is also because of sakana, and he ended up fine, he didn't get hurt, and he ate the meat and he enjoyed that meat, there he cannot ask for a refund. Another nafkamina, the Sefer Leflagos Ruvain suggests, is someone who's being forced to worship Avodah Zarah. And he knows that he can't withstand the test of those who are going to force him to worship Avodah Zarah, and if he refuses, they're going to torture him. Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph Divrei Maskil Al, says that he could wound himself, not allowed to kill himself, but he could wound himself, and that will help him, prevent him from doing Avodah Zarah. That's only if, and now he has to eat something. That's, so food that's for Sakana would be mutter to be eaten, but he wouldn't be allowed to eat food which is Osir Lachila. Another nafkamina is that a treifa may not be used as a carbon. An animal where there's a chash of Sakana Stafashas on eating from that animal may be brought as a carbon. Another nafkamina is the halacha is that just like the halacha is that if a shor, which is a treifa, killed someone, even though normally if an animal kills someone, that animal must be put to death, the halacha the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama teaches us is if the animal that's killed someone else is a treifa, the halacha is that that animal is not killed. So here we have a nafkamina. If the animal is a treifa, then it won't be put to death if it killed another animal. If it's an animal that's also to be eaten because of sakonis nefashis, then it would be put to death. Another nafkamina is sometimes that the animal, after ingest poison dissipates in the animal's body. And therefore, at that point, the animal won't be usur if the entire concern is sakana. But if an animal is identified as a treifa, it remains a treifa forever. Along the same line, if there'll be an antidote against the poison that this animal ingested, if the entire concern is sakana, so if there's a proven antidote against that sakana, it would be permitted to eat from that animal. But as we keep on repeating, when it comes to Hilchos Treifa, there the halacha is that an animal which is treifa, once it's declared a treifa, remains a treifa forever. Last nafkamina, we know that when someone is chas v'shalom in a situation of sakanas nefashis, the halacha is that everything is mutter. So let's say someone is in a situation of sakanas nefashis, and the doctor tells him he must eat meat. So meat that's osur, he'll be allowed to eat.
Because in such a situation where he's in a situation of sakana, he's allowed to eat the meat. But if the issue is isser, then of course he would not be allowed, sakana, then of course he would not be allowed to eat the meat. You know, there's no, he's not accomplishing anything actually with eating meat under those circumstances.